The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
It's time to talk a little Ottawa Senators, San Jose Sharks hockey. Saturday afternoon game. It's got to be on the air at the same time as Hockey Night in Canada. All kinds of special things going on at the tank. And Drew, the Sharks are feeling pretty good after a 2-0 start in the homestand. They figured out a way to get it done. Would have liked to have done it in regulation against the LA Kings, but the way that it ended was pretty great.
Lots of things to talk about from the game against Los Angeles. Number one is Philip Kurashev was a heck of a pickup by Mike Greer. Ryan Reeves was a heck of a pickup by Mike Greer. Ty Dellandrea was a heck of a pickup. You can go on and on. And besides Macklin and Will and the usual suspects that we talk about, this team is becoming a team, and you're seeing those guys that we talked about, some and some others as well, like Vinny Desharnais, and just playing so good defensively. And Klingberg gets back into the game and plays much better. There's a lot of good things happening with this team, and they should be feeling good about their situation. They should be feeling good about their team. That belief system is starting to grow, but again, game against the Ottawa Senators tonight, or today, I should say. And so you got to be ready.
You have to be. And this Senators team is a hockey team that knows how to put the puck in the net. They also know how to deal with adversity. They've had no Brady Tkachuk. They've got no Thomas Chabot. And yet they continue to be competitive.
Yeah. That was a team, Danny, that this was the year. Hell, how many years have we been saying it? This is the year with Ottawa. This is the year with Ottawa. But I think Steve Staios, like my career former player, smart guy, really intelligent general manager, new ownership for about a couple years now, that they were thinking this is it. This was going to be it. And they haven't been able to because of injuries. And Brady Tkachuk is such a huge part of that team. Chabot is such a huge part of that team. So you take those two main characters away, you put it rightly. They're remaining competitive in a division that nobody's yet trying to, you know, take over. But let's look at, in the NHL, there's one team that's taken over. That's the Colorado Avalanche. Everybody else is still trying to find their way, so to speak. And Ottawa's no different, but they're hanging in.
Doesn't it make sense that all this stuff with the Sharks and with a lot of teams is starting to click in right at about the quarter pole? Because it takes about 20 games, especially when you have a lot of changes to the roster as the Sharks have had.
Yeah, absolutely. On one hand, it's hard to believe it's already quarter way through the season. On the other hand, you got 75% of your season to go, plus an Olympic break in there. And there's still a lot of hockey to be played. But the one thing we talked about, geez, at training camp and then preseason and then into the early part of the season, was the Sharks needed to get off to a good start, and they weren't able to do that. But what they've been able to do over the last, well, 8 wins in the last 11 games, we haven't seen that for a long time around here.
No, and at home too, establishing home ice advantage. You know, they're 6-0-1 in their last 7 at SAP Center, and that hasn't happened since they went 7-0-2 in 2018-19. What is significant about that? Well, first of all, I'm looking at the playoff sign over there. That was the last time the Sharks made the playoffs. Now, that gets to the next part of the discussion. Usually around U.S. Thanksgiving, you take a look at the standings, and it's been this way ever since they changed the system in 2005. Yep. If you're not within a certain number of points of a playoff spot, the odds of you getting there is virtually zero. St. Louis Blues in last place on January 1, winning the Stanley Cup being the big exception to that. It's not impossible, but right now I'm looking at the standings, Drew. Sharks have 23 points. They're 1 point out of a playoff spot. Now, if they can hang in there for another week and be there right around Thanksgiving, December the 1st, still in the conversation, I'd say that the objectives of the first 25 games of the season will have been achieved, and now the question is, how do they maintain that?
Well, great question. Yet their objective was to be a team that was going to play some important games down the stretch, and they have been playing important games right now. For the Sharks, there are no easy games. This is a team that has to be prepared and ready to go every game, like today against the Ottawa Senators. Now, how do they maintain that? Well, the biggest thing is, as one of the four C's, you've got to find a way to maintain that consistency and find ways to improve on your past game. I liked how they improved from their game against Utah to the game against LA. I thought they grinded more. I thought they were better along the boards. I thought they were better getting pucks in the offensive zone. I thought they were a better team. I still think they've got a lot to improve on. That last minute, I really want to talk to Coach Borisovsky about that the way they play their prevent defense. I don't think it's a winning recipe, but I'm not sure that's the by design. But they just, you know, listening to you and Jamal on that game, it's just the nature of a human being trying to protect what's yours, right? So that's something that they need to work on and improve on. Power play, they need to get that going. They need to get that going big time. They're overpassing, Danny. They're trying too much cross the seam, backdoor stuff. Get the puck to the net when you're struggling. Keep it simple.
Ottawa's got 24 points on the season. The Sharks have 23. So obviously, there are two teams that are pretty tight. But what are the major differences between the Sharks and the Senators?
Well, I think the big thing is for the Ottawa Senators is that, you know, they're a team that has been together longer as far as compared to the Sharks. So their game isn't unlike a lot of everybody else's game. Pucks behind, get the puck to the net. They've got a good speed on that team. They play fast. They're, I would say, a little bit more physical than the San Jose Sharks, but not much. It's not going to be a heavy, heavy game, but it is 4 o'clock on a Saturday. They did beat the Anaheim Ducks the night that the Sharks beat the LA Kings. It was a 3-2 game. They're a team that has got some good wheels. They can get up and down the ice, and Fabian Zetterlund is, what we know, proof of that.
Yeah, Fabian Zetterlund, he'll be back at SAP Center in the uniform of the Senators, and he'll be playing with Dylan Cousins most likely. I'm looking at this roster, Drew, yeah, and I'm saying, you know, what's really glaring is that they really miss Brady Tkachuk. He would normally be probably on a line with Stützle and Batherson. Batherson had that great winner last game in Anaheim. David Perron is a pain in the neck, but he's getting a little longer in the tooth.
Yeah.
And so you'd like to have him in your third line, really, if that is really where you want him.
Yeah.
Right now they've got him on the top group. And how about Shane Pinto as a third line center? This guy's a good hockey player.
Well, as you're reading off those names, that's a strong lineup. That's why we've all been saying, this is the year. This is the year. They're going to go back to the playoffs. This is the year. Because you look at their defense as well. Solid. They move the puck well. They got good speed. Stützle's a star. Absolute star. And so is Brady Tkachuk. When they're both in the lineup, they're scary good.
And also related to that, they've got a veteran, former, you know, but you could still call him a star, and Claude Giroux to kind of guide these guys along.
He's been great with them. Since he went to Ottawa, he's had a chance to go other places. Didn't go, signed the new contract. He has been that veteran leader. I look at Tyler Toffoli, look at Barkley Goodrow, look at Ryan Reeves. Those types of guys you need in your room.
I'm going to be interested to see also a comparison in this game between Jake Sanderson of the Ottawa Senators and young Sam Dickinson. They're both defensemen that have a big, big future. Sanderson's a little further along. He's a really solid player. But I think that could be a measuring stick.
I think it'll be. That's a good point, Danny. I think that when you look at Dickinson and then the way that he has played, I don't see huge, glaring rookie mistakes in his game. Okay, yeah, you turn a puck over here, you turn a puck over there, you don't put the puck where you want it to go, but he's as even keel and calm and relaxed on the ice as he's 19. You just got to keep reminding yourself he's a rookie in this league, and he's just fine.
Do we need to remind ourselves that Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith are also young?
Oh, my gosh. But no, they remind us by that with their energy and their enthusiasm and what they're doing all the time in the room.
Pretty amazing. This is a Hockey Night in Canada game because it's Saturday night. And so that's one of the reasons why we're going to be on the air starting at 3:30 Pacific time with the 4 o'clock face-off, but also all kinds of K-pop anime going on at this game. So remember, that's part of it. You can get a great poster if you come to the rink. But make sure you're listening on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, also at sjsharks.com/listen. to the Sharks and the Senators. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.